The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? This is Hoop Ball Grizz. I'm your host, David Williams, along with my co-host, Mr. Sam Brewski. Sam, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's going okay, I suppose. Yep. Things could be better.
Grizz coming off of a tough loss to the Magic, but we'll get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start off today's show on a soapbox, honestly. I have an issue with something that I saw on Twitter today. I'm glad that Ja Morant is getting the hype that he deserves, but I'm going to read what the tweet says, and then I'm going to tell you what my take is on this. So USA Today NBA tweets out, they said Ja Morant is making an early case for Rookie of the Year with Zion Williamson out. Okay, first off, just stop. Just cut it out. I understand why Zion gets hype. I understand what kind of talent he is. I know that he should deserve hype. But this headline should have stopped with Ja Morant is making an early case for Rookie of the Year. He's leading all rookies in scoring. He's leading all rookies in assists. He's top five in steals per game. There's no reason to even mention Zion Williamson's name here. And it ticks me off, man. There's like, if Zion's playing and it's close and the stuff that Ja is doing is giving him the edge and you want to mention Zion, fine. By all means, mention Zion. But it's absolutely pointless to put Zion's name in this tweet. He should not have been in there. He shouldn't have been mentioned. Ja Morant is the front runner right now for Rookie of the Year. You could have tweeted that. You could have stopped with early case for Rookie of the Year. But you had to mention Zion. In my opinion, it's crap. And I'm done. I'll just stop right there. I have a ton more that I can say about it, but I'm not going to make this whole cast about that one tweet.
Wowzy woo. You did that all in one go, man. Just one breath. You're like, and boom. That was cool. But no, I'll agree with that. Could have stopped right after that. Agreed. I'm going to get going on that too. No, they should not have mentioned Zion in that. Absolutely not.
I just don't understand it, man. Like I said in the beginning of the rant, I understand why Zion gets hype. I watched the highlights in college. I can't say that I watched every game. I'm not a Duke fan. But I watched him in college, so I know. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve hype. But at this point in the season, Zion has not even played a single regular season game. He hurt his leg.
Yep.
He's been out. Yep. He hasn't played a single game. So when you're talking about making case for Rookie of the Year, please, for the love of gravy, do not mention his name until he gets on the court and he shows you that he deserves that kind of hype. Then just keep his name out of your mouth. Don't even, if you're not giving me a report on Zion Williamson is coming back, he's getting better, I don't want to hear his name right now. He, like, you don't see all these other, like, yeah. Man, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to stop right there. It just drives me nuts. For the love of God, give Ja Morant the credit he deserves. And don't try to take something away from him by saying, because Zion Williamson is out. Ja Morant is playing very, very well. He had a rough game tonight, but he's been playing well in the season. He's a rookie. He's not going to go out there and dominate every night. It's just not going to happen. So let's get away from that because I will make this entire cast. It drives me nuts, and I'm beautiful. Not going to do it. So let's talk about the catastrophe that was the Memphis Grizzlies.
Catastrophe is an understatement. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They started off pretty good. They looked good anyway. And then, man, there it went.
The case of the year. You know, like the Grizzlies play well in the first half and then come out and cannot get it together in the second half. And so they just... They did. The Grizzlies scored 8 points in the fourth quarter of that game. They lose. The final score of that game was, Sam, do you got it up? Because I don't have it.
I do. It was 118-86, and if I'm not mistaken, it was 34-8 in the fourth quarter.
You know, I got that. I can tell you exactly what it was. Yep. 30, the Magic outscored the Grizzlies 34-8 in the fourth. You're not going to beat anybody scoring 8 points in the fourth. There were some good things. There were some things that I definitely enjoyed watching the game. Jaren looked pretty good tonight. He made some excellent plays. He wasn't in foul trouble, so that's a plus. Jonas played 25 minutes.
22.
And I think if the game was closer, I think that he definitely would have came back because he played 27 against Minnesota.
I think he would have definitely played 27, if not 30.
He was a rebound away from a double.
So sad.
Jaren Jackson ended the night. He had 14, 5, and 1. JV had 15 and 9. Ja, like I said, he had kind of a rough night. He had 8 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists. But Brandon Clark had a pretty good night. He was 13, 6, and 1 with a block. So guys performed, maybe not up to what we would like to see them perform, but they had decent nights. But just as a team, the shooting in the second half was just awful. And I'm hoping at some point that they get that together, because it's been a reoccurring theme to play well in the first half, even against good teams. And the Magic were a playoff team last year, and I don't expect that to change. I think that the Magic are going to be in the playoffs again this year. I don't for any reason believe that the Magic are 32 points better than the Grizzlies. I think the Grizzlies just had a bad night. You know, they. I know at one point during the game I was looking, and the Magic ended up with 12 offensive rebounds, and I don't know if they scored off of the last offensive rebound, but I know the Magic had 11 offensive rebounds and 18 points off of those 11 offensive rebounds. You're going to have a hard time beating anybody if you're giving up that many second chance points. Sam, other than it looking a little bit rough for the Grizzlies, let's start off with your high points. What would you say the high points of the game were tonight?
Oh, boy, that's tough. Because, well, they started off good. Ja almost posterized the dude, too. That was great. I about lost it. Yeah, he's trying.
He was going right at Vooch.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But, no, he didn't have a good night. He still looked okay. Jaren's looking better. Jaren's looking a lot better. That, man, today just was not a good game for me to. What was the highlight? Well, Jonas playing more minutes. Of course, he didn't play so much today, but that's looking good.
I don't think we're far away from that minutes restriction being lifted, honestly. Yeah.
Hopefully next week.
They were getting wrecked in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so they pulled.
When he went out with 7 minutes left, and they never closed the gap. Yeah. So I honestly do think that he gets a couple, you know, going out at 7 minutes left in the fourth, I think he gets a couple minutes of rest, 2 or 3 minutes of rest, and then comes in to close the game, if it's a close game. But it wasn't. The offense just sputtered out. They were not good at all in the second half.
One positive was they made more threes. The Grizzlies had 11 and the Magic had 7, so that's a good thing. And we also had a Melton sighting, a D'Anthony Melton. He didn't play a whole lot, but hey, it's first game this season. Let's go.
Yeah, he played the last 5 minutes of the game. He didn't put up any kind of stats or anything, but I'm just glad to see him out there.
Absolutely.
You know, he played in the summer league, and then all of the preseason and so far in the season, he's been sitting out. And I didn't know if he was still having issues with his back, or if he's just not where, you know, he's third row behind Ja and Tyus. Mm-hmm. And both of those guys are playing really well.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's going to be tough, unless he's going to play alongside one of those guys, it's going to be tough to give him minutes, unless he just starts absolutely impressing the coaching staff.
Tyus looked good tonight, too. He had 9 points, 6 rebounds. Can't ask for much more. I mean, you could always ask for more, I guess. But for sub-point guard, that was pretty solid, especially in the assist category there. It looked real good.
Yeah, he had one play. He lobbed it up to Brandon Clark. I think it was in the second quarter. I was sitting on the couch and nearly tossed my dog across the living room.
Oh, yep.
He's driving in and Brandon cuts and he just lobs it up. And he didn't posterize anybody, but, man, Alley-oops, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching it. That's one of the most exciting things in the game today, for sure. So we're going to move on to the fourth quarter. The Grizzlies started the fourth quarter awful. Morant gets fouled at the end of the third. He makes the two free throws. And then the next 8 minutes were just awful. There were some turnovers in there.
Trash.
And yep, exactly. The Grizzlies were 0-for-11 to start the fourth, and Brandon Clark finally made a three with like 4 minutes left.
It was awful to watch.
Yeah, it's just painful. Just couldn't get anything to fall. They got some good looks, and the shots were just not falling.
Mm-hmm.
You hate to see it, man.
It was bad.
Yeah. Man, I'm not going to beat up on them too much tonight. So I did see some things that I like. I know it's a young team. We're going to take some lumps. Yep. Going to be some growing pains. Understand that. But games like tonight are just tough to watch. 8 points in the fourth quarter. Got to do better. Got to do better in the second half in general. And yeah. That has been, you know, if you want to call it an Achilles heel, that has been the Achilles heel for the Grizzlies so far this year. The second half, it's like, they're a good team in the first half, and then they go in the locker room, and
they take a nap.
Yeah, they didn't get their go juice, and so
they had no Gatorade,
none. Like the Toon Squad at halftime in Space Jam, they get the what was that?
I forget. But he's like, Jordan, you can't hide all the. I forget what he says now. Bugs Bunny, he's just like, you can't stash all the good juice.
Yeah.
You got to share it, and ends up being water. But
the Grizzlies need Bugs Bunny to show up at halftime to give them the stuff that Jordan drinks, so maybe they'll come out not flat.
Here you go, Doc. This look good. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we're going to finish it up. That's all we've got for tonight. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at DWill2111. You can also find the cast. We're tweeting anytime that we can. Just live updates during the game. We're at Hoopball Grizzlies. Same, where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter as well. It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B-1118.
All right. Until next time.
Go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.